Okay, thank you. I will be speaking today about Shaving World. Sorry, third French in a row, so you should be accustomed to the accent. I will be speaking about three-dimensional visualization application for representing geographical time space. On behalf of Alain Lostis, who is the main researcher in this project, who can be here today. So I will speak about what is the problem with time space. I will show some example of geographical time space representation, and I will give you some information about the project. I can't make you a demo because it's too short in a time, but let's see. So what's the problem with time space? So in geography, this is a geography project. There is two major concepts with issue. Say, where is something? Where is it? And at what distance something is from somewhere, something else. But in the daily life, movement, we thought about time. When I go to work, I don't say, "Oh, it's 15 kilometers." I say, "Oh, I go to work in 15 minutes." Okay? So we thought in time. So there is two concepts in this: the geographical distance, we have to go to somewhere, and the geographical time space. So how can we represent those two objects, the geographical time space and the geographical distance? So I will show you some example and then show you a little bit of Shaving World. We'll try to mitigate the issues. So it's an old question. This is the Peutinger table, which is medieval document about a Roman itinerarium. And if you saw the orange line with steps on it, it's believed that one step is 1 day travel by horse. So it's a very old data, and with that, a merchant can say, "Okay, to go to there, I have maybe many, many days of travel." So this is actually a solution, but it's not very perfect. And we have some modern reflection on it. So this is famous Mach-L representation. It's an homotety, so the world is a little shrinking. When the transportation modes became faster. For example, before the Industrial Revolution, you go there by horse carriage or by foot, so the world was very big. The next village was already far. And nowadays the world is very narrow. You can go to New York in a couple of hours, in a bunch of hours. So it's a very great representation to show the acceleration of transportation modes, but you can't compare different modes, but not on the same period. So modes can't exactly coexist. Modes, I mean train, cars, foot, and so on, so transportation modes. And there is no representation of networks. So the networks are different on those. This one from Shimizu in the 80s used an anamorphosis and makes a cartography of it. It's from Japan. And try to show how the Japan is shrinking with the arrival of fast train and airplanes. So it's a great to show acceleration. We have from the 60s to project after the 80s. You can mix a little bit the modes, but it's not represent. So it's not easy to see if it's by train or by plane. And you can maybe thought about the networks, but they are not really unfazed. This map is about was made by Tobler, which is a famous who is a famous geographer, and he keeps the cities at their place, made networks in it, and try to make strings in the network. So the edges are springs. Sorry. So good things, networks are preserved. Okay. And represented modes can partially coexist also, but it doesn't show acceleration. So you are stuck in. It's a picture of one time. So the streaming world hypothesis is to show in a 3D map. You keep all the summit of each cone is the actual city. It's in a 3D projection. And we have two travel modes. The fastest one is the red line, always the red line. It doesn't move. And we apply a ratio from the fastest to the slowest. And the slowest is represented by the blue line. And actually, the blue cone, which is it's a cone. It's in 3D, so it's a cone. The blue cone summit is moving from the ratio between the fastest and the slowest map. So, for example, with jet planes and cars, we have this kind of cones. But if you have supersonic planes, the cone is steeper, okay? Because the ratio, the difference between a car going at 100 kilometers, is very much bigger. So it gives things like that. So maybe in the early 30s, you can go to London to Berlin. This is the blue line. This is actual position of the city. This is a worldwide map. So each summit is an airport, actually. So in 8 hours, maybe you can do that distance with a propeller airplane. It's pretty much like 2,060 kilometers, London to Bucharest, if you have an airplane who is able to do an 8-hour flight. In the 60s, we have airplanes with jet engines, so we can do a little bit farther and faster. So maybe we can still do London-Berlin, but you can do also to London-New York or London-Paris to New York as well, and we have a little bit more network. So you can go a little bit in 8 hours farther. So and you can see the cones start to be a little bit shaped and steeper. In the 80s, and the last half of the last part of the 20th century, we have the supersonic airplanes, the Concorde, and a little bit of time the Tupolev. One Tupolev was able to make that. You can watch farther. You can go in 8 hours. You can make a very big travel. But the Concorde was only 6 hours autonomy. So, and there was only two destination from New York. It was Paris or London, and you were one, but that's it. So the network was very narrow at the time. So you can see the cones are very steeper and sharp. And after the end of the commercial use of Concorde, we are back at the same point in the 60s with jet airplanes. The autonomy is a little bit better, they can go a little bit farther, faster, but not so much. But the network, the airport network, is much more dense. So you say, oh, you speak about acceleration. If you combine things, you can make and represent acceleration. So we have the same visualization like Mach-L. And we have something like Sablier. and you see that the its acceleration, the transportation modes can accelerate, but then now get slower. So this is one of the capabilities and the main goal of the Shriving World project. I will be talking a little bit more of this project in the okay. This means to represent a complex reality. It's for research application. There is no practical use, but it tackles things from cartography, computer graphics, and scientific vision. It's a free open source software, mostly in JavaScript. You can find the code on GitHub and find the research blog on hypothesis.org, timespace.hypothesis.org. And we have a small team, so feel free to join. And if you have any questions, I'm here for you. Thank you.
Have you used this into comparing soft modes of transportation within cities and walkability indexes?
Actually, no. The only you asked me if you we used it for slow modes actually in cities. Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, no. The only application we used it, the only data set we used, are airports position and comparison between flight mode and terrestrial transportation modes. Maybe you can do that, but you need the data for that. Sorry.
The point I was thinking about is that in terms of city planning, sometimes we want to see, can we create more spaces for certain soft modes, cycling and others. And so what is the difference which could make? And maybe this project could help visualizing this.
Yeah, maybe it can be helpful for city planning, but we don't have any data set and it's not our subject. But maybe you can contact us and try to work with us. It might be interesting, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.